Page 128. C. Carly, a naturalist.
I'm Carly, and I'm a naturalist in Vancouver in Western Canada. I go out on whale-watching vessels and comment on the different nature things we see, such as birds, whales, dolphins, seal, and sea lions. We normally see killer whales, or orcas, harbor seals, and sea lions that come up here in the spring to feed. We also see some Dall's porpoises, harbor porpoises, bald eagles, cormorants, and a variety of different shorebirds. Today, we will try to spot killer whales, but before we set off, I will explain a few facts about them. A killer whale is actually just the largest dolphin. It is black on the top and white on the bottom, and that is a type of camouflage that is called countershading. It makes it easier for them to sneak upon their prey. As they are dark on the top, if the prey is swimming above them, they are camouflaging with the bottom of the ocean. They are light on the bottom, so that if the prey is swimming underneath them, they are going to blend in with the surface. Males grow to be about 30 feet long, and they weigh a few tons. The males have prominent dorsal fins that grow to be about 6 feet tall.
From up there, it looks finite, and it looks fragile, and it really looks like just a tiny little place on which we live in a vast expanse of space. It gave me the feeling of really wanting us all to take care of the Earth. I got more of a sense of Earth as home, a place where we live. And of course you want to take care of your home. You want it clean. You want it safe. Winston Scott, astronaut.
In the southern resident community, I believe there are about 83 members, but we are not definite because they have been gone all winter and they are just returning now. We are working on getting a more solid count of them, including the babies that were born during the winter. In total, including both the southern and northern resident community population, I believe there are 200 to 300. If they are being extremely vocal, you can actually hear them without the help of a hydrophone. But most of the time we do place the hydrophone in the water, and that picks up on their clicking noises, which is their echolocation, and their squeaks and squeals, which are their vocalizations to communicate with each other.
Cunning hunters.
They are very playful animals, so they exhibit a variety of behaviors. Spy hopping is when they get their body vertical in the water and then take their massive muscles running up and down the side of their body and flap their tail flukes back and forth to lift their head up in the water. Once their head is above the water, they are able to survey what is going on around them. They use landmarks to navigate because they have a vision that is equally good above and below the water. They also do something that is called breaching, which is when they launch their body out of the water and then they fall on their side, making a big splash. Breaching is believed to be, maybe, a little bit of play, but also it sends a shockwave down into the water that stuns the salmon and makes it easier for them to capture the fish. In addition, they do something called porpoising, which is when they just come out of the water head first, jump out, and then enter nose first again. They do that if they are in a high-speed chase, because there is less resistance in the air than in the water. So in order to keep up with their prey, they sometimes porpoise.
Endangered species.
The killer whales, especially the southern resident population, are endangered right now. Humans are the biggest threat to killer whales. We are their only predators. That comes in the form of toxins that we are putting into the water. Since they are the highest level of the food chain, bioaccumulation happens. Bioaccumulation is when a smaller animal eats something that is toxic to it, which is maintained in its body. Then a fish eats that smaller item, and the killer whale eats the fish. The toxicants keep building up in their system, and this is a big threat to them. Also, when we didn't understand killer whales so much, we figured that they were ferocious killers. The fishermen perceived them to threaten the stocks of fish they were going after, so they were allowed to shoot them on sight. But as we studied them in aquariums, we developed a better understanding of them and started to appreciate them a bit more. Now, since they are endangered, they are protected. Scientific researchers are still trying to figure out the possible negative consequences of the tourist industry when we go out and whale watch. So, right now, there are lots of procedures in place. You are not allowed to come any closer to them than 100 yards. When they approach the boat, you have to kill the engine, because they figure that the sound of the engine and a whole bunch of boat trafficking in the area interferes with their vocalization and echolocation.